This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You've heard me talk about the Uniparty. There are many other people talking about it. Years ago, people were bringing up, Kevin, you seem to think there's a two-party system, whatever. And I'm like, look, I get it. It's the lesser of two evils. And I'll tell you something. Think about this. I was explaining this to somebody, and he told me, he goes, you know, I never thought about that. I said, okay. So the Democrats cry and yell and complain about all these things they wanted. They wanted open borders. They wanted Obamacare. They wanted illegals to vote. All kinds of stuff. Obama gets elected in 2008. They hold the House and the Senate and Obama from 2008 to 2010. And the only thing they got accomplished was Obamacare. Now, they could have railroaded, pick whatever you want, but they could have gotten through whatever they wanted, whatever is on their little wildest, leftist imagination. They had the most popular dude on the planet who had both the House and the Senate, and the only thing they passed was Obamacare. Now, the Republicans voted down party lines every single time. They would not allow the Democrats to do what they wanted to do. But this shouldn't have mattered. They were running on a fuel that we'd never seen politically. And they had both houses. And nothing, I mean, really and truly, in terms of their agenda, it didn't happen. And then the same thing happened. I think Trump, didn't he have both the House and the Senate for 2 years? Donald Trump comes in. Republicans could get whatever they wanted. Nothing happens. So, and it's rare that it does, by the way. Those occurrences are very rare. Generally, when you have the president, he won't have the House, but he'll have the Senate. Or he'll have the Senate, but he won't have the House. It's usually he won't have the House, but he'll have the Senate. And if there's a regime change, that new president will have it'll flip. The party in charge will lose the House and maybe get the Senate. But it's rare that they have all of them, you know, the presidency, the House, and the Senate. But ask yourself this, when they have it all, what gets accomplished? Nothing. And that's why I'm telling you, there's a cabal. These guys get together and they just decide, okay, who's going to be the winners and the losers? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Here's a story about the Uniparty. They said, even as Biden has warned voters of electing MAGA Republicans to office, Democrats have been spending millions of dollars to help them win primaries. This is what the Washington reported earlier this week. The report, comprising analysis by the Post, found that the Democratic groups had spent $53 million on ads against GOP primary candidates. The attack ads were directed at candidates seen more politically moderate, effectively helping their Trump-endorsed, Trump-aligned challengers win the primary. So just stop for a second and say, well, wait a minute. The Trump people, they should win. You know, we're for them. We're all MAGA people. We like them. The Democrats already know. We're setting the stage so that if you are a MAGA guy and you lose, we're going to say, well, wait a minute. Didn't you see that Joe Biden was talking about MAGA? We're anti-MAGA. We're anti-ultra-MAGA. You're a semi-fascist, etc. So when those guys lose, there'll be a legitimate reason as to why they lost. So the Democrats I love how they call them these moderate candidates. These are the people, because I'll give you some examples here in a second. But they said the biggest expenditure was in the Illinois gubernatorial race, where the campaign of incumbent Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic Governors Association spent $34.5 million to elevate Republican state Senator Darren Bailey in the primary, and he won it on June 28th. Bailey was endorsed by President Trump and his question of results of the 2020 presidential election. He attracted notoriety, they write, for analogizing abortion with the Holocaust, and for co-sponsoring state legislation to expel Chicago from the state of Illinois for progressive politics. Now, they consider this guy radical because he supports election integrity. He essentially makes abortion look like genocide, and he sees Chicago as a not representative of the state of Illinois because its politics don't represent the average citizen of Illinois. But anyway, the campaign, J.B. Pritzker and the Democratic Governors Association elevated him. Now, I'm going to tell you, I think this strategy is going to backfire on the Democrats. But this is what the Uniparty wants to do. They see it as, well, if we don't get the guy that we want is Republican, we'll put money in to get the one that we hope we'll be able to defeat. And I'll tell you something. The Lincoln Project, who is one of these right-wing nut job cases that wants Trump out, they're doing the same thing. Folks, it's a Uniparty. They said campaign spending in support of other pro-Trump Republican candidates amounts to nearly $19 million, with the largest expenditure coming from the Senate Majority PAC, which spent $3.2 million to help retired Brigadier General Don Bolduc win New Hampshire's GOP Senate primary. The PAC's ads have targeted State Senator Chuck Morse, a moderate candidate endorsed by Governor Chris Sununu, as another sleazy politician. Now, Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire is a sleazeball. Whoever he's endorsed is sleazy. That's why I come back to, I think this is not going to work for the Democrats, but they still see it as it's okay to do this because we think we're going to win. Now, when it does get to the beyond the primaries and these people that have gotten in, let me tell you what happens at that point. This is where we get about beyond the mules. The Democrats and the Republicans then work to cheat whoever they want in, and they handpick them. I'm telling you, they get in a room, McConnell and Chuck Schumer and Pelosi and Andrew McCarthy, they get together and they say, winners, losers, here's how this needs to go down. They all agree under the cloak and dagger, and then they leave. And we think we've got free and fair elections. So, again, you can read this report. I don't know where it was at. But just Google Democrats helping Republicans in the primaries. You'll find this story. Nothing new under the sun, folks. I'm going to tell you right now, we are so far from free and fair elections, it hurts my heart. But we can win it back. So hang in there, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You gotta love the work of O'Keefe and Project Veritas. And the reason why I say this is it's not just limited to outing senators or outing, Facebook executives and people like that. It's all over the map. These guys, when take whatever the problem, this is what I love about them and what I love about what we do. James O'Keefe looks at a problem and says, let's go after it. If it's school board members, let's go after it. If it's teachers who are crooked, who are trying to slip in their ideology, go after them. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. An administrator, in reading this, at a posh Manhattan private school was placed on leave after being filmed talking about sneaking her democratic views and activism into the classroom. I'm surprised she had to sneak. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, is where you can find out everything that we do. Folks, we're doing some amazing things, and I really hope you jump on the bandwagon and help us out the little bit that we ask for when you can. And sometimes all that means is spreading the word. I have friends that I talk to all the time. They'll say, Kevin, I tell everybody about your show. Great. I hope you know what? Get them in a room, hold them at gunpoint, and make them listen. No, I'm just kidding. There are people, that Kevin, he's mean-spirited, man. No, but go, seriously, force them to say, look, have you listened? Have you listened? Are you a racist or have you listened? You know, but get them to listen because I think they're going to like what they hear. At least I hope they do. They're your friends. They're not my friends. I'm going to call Joe Biden on you, get all angry. They're your friends. You should have your friends listening to my show. You should have your friends listening to my show. Anyway, look, this is a joke that people are even talking. Are you kidding? The schools are indoctrinating the kids, even at the prestigious school level. I think I told you guys, when I lived in Missouri, one of my friends said, Kevin, consider having your kid go to this prestigious school where my children and grandchildren went. I'll pay for it. It's like 40 grand a year. I said, man, we're moving. I take you up on it, but we're moving. Because he wanted conservative black kids in this school. Because the kids that were going were disruptive. They were, you know, they didn't care about the rules or anything. So I spent a lot of time working to get this school on track. You know, getting this school, you know, whatever. I spent certainly a good enough amount of time to say I tried. And I worked with the parents. And these people were afraid. They're paying 40 bucks a year for two or three kids, dollars a year for two or three kids, and afraid to speak out. Why? Because they don't want their kids to get kicked out of that school because it's so prestigious. And I said, well, it won't be prestigious very long if you keep this up. So I went to this school. This school where they charge money is bringing in all these woke teachers. It was run by leftists. And this is a school where you guys won't believe this is true. This is a high school that had an endowment of over $500 million. If you went on campus, it looked like a college campus. I went to the weight room, the gym. It was better than most college campuses on this high school. Their facilities were second to none. They wanted for nothing. And they were bringing in leftism. And it was a big controversy. The school, there was a controversy because the kids came out publicly, the white kids, and said, look, you have two sets of standards. You have a standard for these minority kids, and you have a standard for us. You're holding us to a higher standard. You're letting them get away with this, which means you're lowering our standards. And it became a national thing. But that's the only thing that moved them was it got national news coverage. So anyway, the Trinity School is where this lady was sneaking in her Democratic activism into the classroom. They announced in a letter to the students and parents that an investigation was being launched into the comments by Jennifer Jen Norris, a director of student activities at the Upper East Side Fixture. Norris had said she tries to, quote, disrupt the school's curriculum in a recording published last week by Project Veritas. And they said, here's what she said. There's always groups of teachers who want to do these activist things, but the administration just wouldn't let us, Norris said in the clip. And it was a guy wearing a lapel camera. She says, so we've just been sneaking in through the cracks. I don't hide how I feel, but I can't pretend I'm not promoting an agenda, even though I clearly am with all the stuff that I'm doing. That's what the lady says on camera. So I will give this Upper East Side Fixture, this particular school, credit because they say, nope, we aren't allowing it. But the people they hire are sneaking it in. Now, here's what I would ask. Why aren't the students complaining? Why aren't the parents complaining? Why didn't the administration know? Why did it take Project Veritas to out this? And look, this is one upper crust school. But I promise you, it's happening all over the country. Everywhere. And James O'Keefe probably has better things to do I mean, I would like to get behind the scenes of Biden's administration and hear just how sick he is. I'd like to get reflections on just how people feel about Kamala Harris. I'd like to get into the inner sanctum, get O'Keefe into the inner sanctum, where he's outing private conversations. Remember when Trump was president? Everything this man did was in the New York Times. Joe Biden, no leaks. No leaks about his health, his dementia. No, very few leaks about Kamala Harris. I mean, we learned that people quit. Oh, they quit, they quit, they quit, they quit. They can't cover that up because people are going to leave. But we don't hear any leaks. We don't hear any leaks about Hunter Biden. We don't hear any leaks about Dr. Jill. We don't hear any leaks about the scandals, ongoing scandals, happening inside of the Biden administration. Who's the big guy? Where are the leaks on these all these things that are pending? We are nothing. But if Trump were in office, it'd be leak after leak after leak. Let me ask you, do you think it's not there are no leaks, or do you think that the media has said, leave it alone? I don't have an answer. But I'm going to make your bet that there are leaks, and they're not being covered. They're not being addressed. They know, just like the FBI knew from 2019 about Hunter Biden's laptop. What'd they do? They said nothing. They didn't want to cover it. And they would have influenced the election? No. I mean, it would have validated what was already going to happen, which is a Trump landslide. But they wouldn't have been able to pull the landslide off because it would have been a big deal and they would have had to regroup. So they told the DOJ, hold it. And they did it. What else are they holding? What else don't you know? Look at what this teacher did. Are you paying attention to your kids' curriculum? Are you talking to your children, asking them, what are they being taught? Because if you're not, you should be.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Rail companies and unions struck a tentative deal to avert a nationwide rail workers' strike and a railway shutdown. Here, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, comments on the progress made during the negotiations.
Last night, freight rail companies and unions representing tens of thousands of workers secured a tentative agreement that will keep the trains running on time and keep our economy moving.
The average 30-year mortgage is rising to its highest rate since 2008. New data from Freddie Mac shows a new level at just over 6%, double what it was the same time last year. The Fed Reserve has been increasing its key interest rate to help fight inflation over this summer. Retail sales rose by 0.3% in August, showing the resilience of U.S. consumers amid high inflation. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tell you, folks, I've been thinking about this car industry, the car industry, as a management consultant. A little bit as a consumer, but mostly as a management consultant. As a consumer, I'm thinking about all my used cars, because my cars are older, and what they're worth. They have a much higher value than they would have otherwise. If I wanted to sell those cars, I could get a pretty good penny for them. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't know what you drive, but I would venture to say it's probably not a... your cars are not only EVs. You still have an internal combustion car. You need something that can get you across the country without having to plug in every whatever bit of time. But here's what I was thinking about. I don't know if you know, but there is a hydrogen, they're making hydrogen fuel cell cars. And I saw one from Toyota. And I didn't know they were making them. I was like, wow, that's phenomenal. I would love to have a hydrogen fuel cell car. I don't know where do you get the fuel cells and how long does it last and whatever else. But whatever it is, I'd want it, you know, because the byproduct is water. And if all I got to do is have a box of fuel cells that I keep in the car, and when the fuel cell runs out, if it's a rod, I pull over and replace the rod and get back in. That's pretty cool. And the byproduct is water. And it would be absolutely efficient because it's running on hydrogen fuel. You know, it's not an internal combustion. It is so cool. So what if hydrogen fuel cells, we've been talking about electric cars for a long time. What if hydrogen fuel cells overtook electric cars? Remember the battle between VHS and Beta? You remember that? What did you have? I had Beta. You want to know why I bet on Beta? Because I remembered 8-tracks and cassettes. And I was collecting 8-tracks, and everybody was doing cassettes. And 8-tracks, let me tell you, you leave an 8-track in your car in Texas, it's toast. You mean it like this? Because it's going to just melt it. So we went to cassettes. It's no better for cassettes, but they were much smaller. So my case to carry them was smaller. How many 8-tracks could you put in a case? You might have 8 of them, and it was a 2-man lift. Cassettes, man, you could have like 20, 30 cassettes in your little cassette box. Yeah. If you're old enough, you know what I'm talking about. We carried around cassettes. But going back to A-Track, to VHS and Beta. So there was a, for you kids out there, listen to your Uncle Kevin talking to you, okay? For you kids out there, there was a battle royale between VHS, which was America's system, and Betamax, which is Sony, Japanese. It was a Japanese system. And the Japanese tapes were smaller. And in my opinion, better quality than VHS. So there was a battle, and VHS won, right? Yeah, but here's the other thing. Neither one of them won. How many kids over anybody 30 years or younger don't even know what I'm talking about? Because it got replaced. We're talking about electric vehicles versus the internal combustion engine right now. And you know what hydrogen fuel cell is? Hydrogen fuel cell is the MP3 player for the VHS, debate. Or not an MP3 player, but, you know, like the digital version of that. It's, I can carry so much more data on a hard drive and play it on my PC. I don't even know how many movies. I have a hard drive. It's a 2 terabyte hard drive. It must have 180 movies on it. It's 2 terabytes. The thing is the size of a cell phone. It could fit in my pocket. I've got 180-something movies on this device. You understand? What I'm getting at is, what's funny to me is that we're jumping so fast into this energy thing, and nobody's thinking about, is something going to take it over? Well, Toyota believes that the all-electric vehicles are one solution, but they're not the solution. For their goal to become carbon neutral. And here's what Jim Adler, the director, managing director of Toyota Ventures, said. He says, in the distant future, I'm not investing assuming that battery electrics are 100% of the market. I just don't see it. He says, it really will be a mixed market. He says, Toyota executives expect different areas of the world to adopt electric vehicles at varying rates, largely based on available energy, infrastructure, and raw materials needed for the batteries to power the vehicles. Beyond hybrid and plug-in vehicles, Toyota has invested heavily in hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, including a generation of its Mirai. That's where I saw their car. Hydrogen fuel cell powered vehicles operate much like battery electric ones, but are powered by electricity generated from hydrogen and oxygen with water vapor as the only byproduct. They're filled up with a nozzle almost as quickly as a traditional gas and diesel vehicles. That's what's coming, folks. BEV, fuel cell plug-in hybrids, all those reduction tools are going to happen, and they're important. That's what the Toyota executive said. Toyota, they say, is also looking into e-fuels, which officials say is climate-neutral fuel to replace gasoline in non-electric vehicles. Now, they say middle ground options tend to come with lower price tags. For example, a 2022 Toyota Prius hybrid with an EPA rating of 56 miles per gallon starts at about $27,000, $17,000 less than the car maker's all-electric BZ4X crossover. Who can afford $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 cars? Most people can't. But here's what I want to remind people about. There are people like GM, they're saying, we're going all electric. Toyota is the only car company that I've read about so far who said, we're playing the long game. And the long game is, carbon production vehicles are not going to go away. There are people, I mean, think about the mechanics and all the people that are involved in that trade. They're still going to need to fix them. Think about the cars that are classics, those that aren't going to go away. The parts, you know, there are going to be these people that keep these cars forever, and you're going to have people that know how to fix them. These guys are saying there is a place for these vehicles. I know this. I'm not going to wait a day to charge my car so I can go another 300 miles. That's insane. So if you were to look at this policy pragmatically, and it appears Toyota is, you see what's going on. I've already said this. The used car market is going to explode. If I were to be betting on anything, I would look at anybody who's going to buy up these, say, year 2000, 2020 cars and below, and just hold them in inventory. Keep them running. Keep them going. You're going to be selling those cars for more money than they may have bought when you bought them originally. As people make the transition to electric and they start finding out, as people are, you can Google these stories, folks. When your electric car loses its battery, when the battery is gone and that battery is depleted, you're going to pay almost as much for that battery as you did for the car. That's going to be step one. Number two that will influence it is, how successful is hydrogen fuel? If hydrogen is as simple as going and getting, I don't know, some purified water, or you can keep 2 gallons of it in your car, or whatever amount you need to fuel the cell, I'm telling you, that's going to play an impact. I don't know. I don't know enough about, you know, I have to dig into it. But these are the things that are going to impact this. And the people that have made this quick transition to electric vehicles, I heard Cadillac, and I don't know who makes Cadillac. Is it Buick? I don't know all the different car makers. Is it GM? I think it's GM. So if GM makes Cadillac, they're going full-blown electric by 2030 is what I believe I read. If that's the case, I'm telling you, it's a death knell. It's a death knell. So here's what's going to happen. Number one, these manufacturers that say they're going to do that are going to shift gears and they're going to start making hydrogen vehicles at some point. I'm going to make you a prediction that hydrogen vehicles will supplant not only internal combustion, but also electric vehicles. And even though hydrogen is creating an electric vehicle because it's spinning, you know, it's creating the power to create the electricity to power the vehicle. And you're going to see performance enhancements in all of it. And I don't know, again, how long does that hydrogen fuel cell last? How long going to take you? How big is it? Can you store it? All that will be resolved. But that's where I think it's going to overtake it. Smart move by Toyota. I see here, though, that Stellantis, have you heard of these? Stellantis, Ford, they say, and the other Japanese automakers are similarly investing in electrified hybrids. But I'm telling you, the American companies are going full bore EV, and it's a huge mistake.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention Walmart shoppers. Now you can order one of the most advanced hearing aids on the market for hundreds, not thousands of dollars. Hearing Assist's most advanced product lineup includes models that use an exclusive app for enhanced control over what you want to hear. It's perfect if you have a smartphone or iPhone to hear everything better. And we have 2 great ways for you to get one. You can call the number at the end of this ad and order directly. Or you can call this same number and we will text you a complete list of Walmart Vision Center locations. We make it easy for you to hear better. Remember, call this number today to order and have a text message instantly sent to your phone to find the Walmart Vision Center near you. Here's that special number.
800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. 800-403-7162. That's 800-403-7162.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
As many of you know, I'm a former management consultant, and part of the things that you look at when you're a management consultant is risk, the risk profile of various industries. There's a big risk profile in the conservative industry right now, in the conservative business. The business of conservatism. Think of it that way. Big risk profile. We've completely been mislabeled, and we have no marketing. So that's a big risk. you know, just like they ask a Boeing, the airlines industry, they said, you know, why do you keep advertising American Airlines? And the guy who ran it at the time said, why, if I'm flying 500 miles an hour and the plane's in the air on its way to its destination, would I shut off the engine? And the answer is obviously no. He's like, I have to advertise because I have to make sure I stay in the minds of people that want to fly. Seems, you know, like a no-brainer, but it isn't. So he put it in terms people could understand. Well, I'm putting it in terms we can understand. You've got a marketing flaw in the conservative business. The business of conservatism doesn't know how to market. You don't know how to sell. I'll tell you another thing. You're not very organized. Think of it this way. You would be 500 or 5,000 mom and pop stores. You're not buying in volume and distributing from a centralized DC. See, that's what the Democrats do. The Democrats buy in volume and then they distribute from one main distribution point. So they send out the trucks with all the information, but they buy in volume. And what they do, they get people to create. They test. They test keywords. Ultra MAGA, MAGA, MAGA Republicans, fascists, etc. They test it, and then they send it out in their trucks all over the country. But we run mom and pop, so we don't know that we could be buying at a 50% discount and then pushing the information out from one centralized distribution center. So that's a risk. The risk is we are in silos. They're not in silos. Democrats have a very structured way of getting information out. They have people in place and organizations in place, and they know where they go. Think of a mafioso, you know, thing where you've got the boss up top and the capital regimes and all that different stuff. The Democrats have it down to a science like that. They know every organization, what they're supposed to do, get out the vote, cheat to get out the vote, cheat and make up votes, go cheat and get new voters, go get dead voters. They got every aspect of the voter thing down to a science, including how to cheat when the vote occurs. It's all scientific. You think it's left to chance. It is not left to chance. Telling you exactly how it works. So when I came into this business, I said, you know what? You better run it like a business. You better put in all the pieces in the thing, the puzzles. We're doing that in Arizona, and we're going to do it across the country. We're going to run it the way the Democrats run their business. The only difference is we will not be spreading misinformation. We will be spreading information, truth. And we're going to do it as efficiently and as effectively as they do it. And it will counter what they do. And we will have insurgent groups, we used to call them hit teams, that will go after any lie that the Democrat says. How about some fact checkers on our side? Have you thought about that? A fact checker for Joe Biden. And the other thing is, and I talked about Project Veritas, how about we get people that infiltrate? Let's do what the Chinese do. Let's find people who are willing to go in, pretend to be staunch Democrats, get undercover video, and expose the game. Is there only room for one Project Veritas? I'm just curious. You know, we're making Beyond the Mules. We got video that technically would have gone to Project Veritas in order to make this movie. Because the people that did it said, this is important. It needs to be bigger than just an expose. It needs to be exposed. So we're making a film about it. But this is how this works. You got to get the information out. So let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about. So the Democrats have said abortion is the number one issue for the 2020 midterms. This, and I'm going to read this. According to Yamichi, this, and I think he's like a polar or whatever. It is the top concern, saying it came up 90% of the time to the voters she spoke with on the campaign trail. And I'm reading this. Again, it begs the question, did she ever leave New York or whatever liberal enclave she absconded to in an effort to deliver grade A liberal propaganda? Who did Yamichi talk to? Other reporters? I guess she's a reporter. This person writes, it's almost as bad as when NBC News said that threats to democracy was now a top issue for voters ahead of the midterms. Even liberal writers shredded the crosstabs on that survey. I don't use the term liberal to describe people politically. I use leftist, so I'm going to change it to leftist. The guy writes, I'm banking on this election torching leftists leftist elitism that's beyond overt in the national media. It's always been explicit. But in terms of polling and voter turnout, the media is trying to manufacture a D plus 10 electorate for this year, meaning Democrats plus 10, meaning that Democrats lead Republicans by 10 in any area. Says that's not even within the realm of possibility. Says Americans are struggling to pay their grocery bills and other expenses due to economic recession, high inflation, but abortion is what grips them with fear. See, let me go back to what I said earlier. Democrats issue their talking points. Democrats know this from their polling. They're in bad shape. They hope that that leak by the Supreme Court was going to set things in motion, and it did. Then the Supreme Court actually did rule on the, you know, saying that abortion is a state's right issue. The Democrats said, they're getting rid of your right to kill your babies. They didn't. So then they made it state by state where, oh, if your people are going to have to go from Texas to New York to get their abortions. And they tried to politicize that. And it just didn't catch fire. Because the majority of women are not sitting around worrying about abortion. I know they want it to seem like it's a big deal. So what he's saying is, this cabal that got together that I tell you exists within a Democrat and the Republicans, but not for our purposes. They're essentially one big uniparty cabal. And what he's saying is, even though they're trying to make this thing have traction, it's not getting traction. So that's a tribute a little bit to us that we are no longer believing it. But I still go back to what I said before. We have to set up an infrastructure that can push back on this stuff easily and effectively. Not in silos, not in little pockets, not in 5,000 mom and pop stores, but in one centralized location that distributes to all the stores. Because then we get the bang for our buck. He went on. He says, she appeared on a panel with Republican strategist Matt Gorman, who argued that abortion has not come up as a major issue for Republican voters leading up to November. He says, I talk to Republicans every day who see these internal polls, and if it's not in our top four, it's not even in our top four issues. Look at the poll last month. It was 8%. It was under climate change. So Yumichi Alcindor pushes back fiercely with the claim that abortion, against the, you know, the claim that abortion is not a factor. And she says, I can say, as someone who's out on the campaign trail, even if you ask a voter about health care or the state of our democracy, abortion comes up 90% of the time. To say it's not an issue, I think, is very interesting to hear, because just as someone who is reporting abortion is absolutely an issue, along with inflation, along with the state of the democracy. Now, let me tell you what she's doing. She wants this in the news because they need it to appear this way. They need it for people to believe, no matter what you say, forget that gas prices through the roof, home prices through the roof, rents through the roof, food prices through the roof, ergo inflation, your money that you had in your 401k way down, you can't afford to live. So that has to do with the economy. In other words, it's inflation, economy, savings, spending, all of it. That's not just a single issue thing, but they can make it that if they want. That's important. You want to know what else is important? Crime. The idea that people don't feel safe. It's dangerous to be out there. That's another issue. Yeah, so I don't know all the ones that people are thinking about, but I can tell you this. Those two issues top everything. It was one of my friends that told me, Kevin, they made it like one. If you choose one issue, this is the way people vote, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that is absolute nonsense. Abortion may be in your wheelhouse somewhere, but you're also concerned about the economy, or you're concerned about safety, or you're concerned about losing your Second Amendment rights, or whatever. I don't know of a single conservative, I've never met one, that goes, this is the issue that is, you know, a make or break for me. In other words, if one candidate goes, look, I'm for all these other things you believe in, except I'm pro-life. I mean, I'm pro-choice. Or I'm pro-life. But they believe in everything else you believe in. I don't believe you flip your vote if that candidate proves to you they're legit.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.